every voice in America to be equally represented, to be equally protected. Every voice in America, and I say voice, not citizen. Yes, citizen, but every voice in America, as the laws of this Constitution and the laws of this country, protects every person upon its soil, equally, without prejudice. In this democracy, we shall be heard. In this democracy, we will demand that this Constitution be fairly and equally represented upon those people of Florida, and that every vote count, that every vote count upon the peoples that were disproportionately disenfranchised, whether they be black or brown, whether they be of a different faith, whether they be women, whether they be men. Every vote should count equally. Every vote should be counted, period. And that is why we are here today. That is why we are here today. It is not a slogan. It is not a God-given right. It is a privilege, and it is a law. It's protected by law that every vote should count. That vote should count the same in Florida as it counts here in Oakland. That vote in Miami-Dade should count the same as it does in Washington, D.C. Every vote should count, and every vote does count. Every vote will count. And we here today are demand that every vote be counted fairly, equitably, and be counted now. Because this is America. Every vote counts. I will reiterate this again and again and again. It is not the name here behind the podium, whether it's me or the people that follow. It is not the voice behind the podium, whether it's me or the people who follow. It is not one voice that will make a difference in this country. It is all our voices that will make the difference in this country. We must organize now. We must not remain silent. We must not remain still. We must voice our dissent until we have the facts. We must voice our dissent of the facts we do have. Those votes in Florida should count, period, one. Protected by law and Constitution and the Voting Rights Act. Those votes in Florida do count. Those voices in Florida should be heard, as they should be supported by your voices here today. Again, my name's Amos White. I'm an organizer. I'm an American. I'm a citizen. I am an active participant in this democracy, as you are active participants in this democracy, by voicing your dissent, by showing up here today, by participating here today, and by organizing tomorrow. It is not about 2002. It is about here today and now. It is about November 7th in Broward County. That is why we are here today. And we will carry our voice of dissension forward, not just in 2002 and not just for 2004. We will organize tonight. We will organize tomorrow. We will discuss and we will plan. We will empower. And then we will act, because this is America. Every vote counts. We are Americans. Each American counts. And as we are Americans, we must act. And to act is the hallmark of democracy. To remain silent, to remain latent, to remain quiet, to remain watchful is not democracy. That is not democracy. People here today and people who are not here today count. And people who are here today, who do act, and who take the messages back today from the speakers they will hear from, and will take back the energy, and take back what you feel in your heart, and take back the support that you too feel, and do support of the Constitution, and of what you believe you are here for today, that counts. But we must organize, and we must act now. We're going to hear from speakers here today from across the Bay Area, from Sacramento to, as far as I know, far south as Half Moon Bay. People here today who are here to speak about electoral reform, about changing our the electoral... It's like being back in college. I don't know, Professor. We're about changing the Electoral College, about that electoral reform. We'll hear today from Oakland City Attorney John Russo, who will speak about electoral reform to that degree. We will hear today from a spoken word artist, who's also a firefighter here in Oakland. He is not quiet. It is not just about going about one's job from 9 to 5 and, oh, those other people, yes, I agree with them, they can speak up for me. He is actively engaged in supporting this democracy. He's actively engaged in voicing for those whose voice has been taken from them, whether in this process or whether it's across the globe. I'd like to introduce to you today from a speaker, if she's here, as I'm looking for folks. If I could again ask, if you're here today to speak, please stand up over here of this red arm on this side of the stage so I can see that you're here and have it matriculated off over by McDonald's. We're still here.